So y'all know I've been to Uganda many different times. And I want to talk about a time in particular while I'm trying to talk on this little bitty ass microphone like I'm in church. Okay, so I got one of these church microphones, one of these little things on top, one of the devotion microphones. Hallelujah. But anyway, let me talk to you niggas about this. I'm out in front of the Acacia Mall. And walks by, this girl walked by, lady walked by with this big old retarded ass. If she fart, wouldn't come out till next week. Now, you ever seen one of them booties that's so big that your heart start beating real fast because you gotta say something? Like, it's one of them booties that you don't really see often, and you're like, I gotta talk to her. If I don't send it to her, I'm gonna regret it. So boom, I hop on her. Walking real fast and shit, and you know, women in Africa really walk fast as fuck. So I'm like, damn, I have to get my Carl Lewis on. So I'm chasing the motherfucker. Excuse me. She's shocked. Like, oh my, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, baby, hold on. I'm out of breath and shit, right? Hey, baby, listen. You looking good as fuck. I had to stop you and just say what's up with you, because you looking so good, baby, you know what I'm saying? So, the game ain't really working all like that, but I'm trying to holler, you know, I'm doing the best that I can in this hot-ass weather, and, you know, and she got somewhere to be, and so I'm like, listen, look, I'm just trying to, you know, holler at you, take you out, you know, get to, you know, my name is O'Shea, I'm from, you know, USA, I'm hoping that that's gonna work. That ain't even really working. But she just like, look, I'm gonna give you my number, I gotta get the fuck up out of here. She put her number on my phone, boom. Bail down the street. Ass is just, I mean, it's working with something, y'all. So we talk on WhatsApp, you know what I'm saying? She getting a little bit more comfortable with me. I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with her. And typical of a lot of, you know, African chicks, a lot of them tend not to want to really date their own dudes, especially in their own tribe. You know, we talked about that. I'm like, you know, you got a man. She's like, nah, I don't got a man. I'm like, why you ain't got no man? Well, you know, these guys out here in Uganda, they don't really know how to treat me, especially the dudes in my tribe. They want you to worship them and all this other stuff, right? So I'm like, okay. Similar to what Black American chicks say about us, but it's a lot worse. They can't appreciate a woman. They don't want to do anything with a woman at all. Okay, they just want sex. Okay, normal shit. So I'm telling her, like, look, you know, let's go out. Let's talk and whatever. And we'll get to know each other better. She said, okay, but at the last minute, she couldn't make it. No problem. I come back to Poland. Now, I'm coming back to Poland. And just like most people, you know, I'm keeping up with her, you know, on the WhatsApp messages and all this other shit, right? So, you know, I'm talking to her and we build a little bit more rapport. And then she asked me an important question. The question was, when are you coming back to Africa? I'm like, I don't know. I should be back in about, you know, 6 to 7 weeks or something like that. She should have just said, like, okay, it's good to see you. I'll be waiting on you when you get back. You know, we're going to kick it. She didn't say that. What did she say? I'm glad you asked that question. This motherfucker said, what are you going to bring me when you come back? What gifts do you plan on bringing me when you come back? Now I know I'm dealing with an entitled ass bitch. I know that, right? So I'm you want to play games? I'll play the games. So me being who I am, I said, baby, well, what kind of gifts are you looking for? What is it that you want? You know, some shoes, some perfume, a phone, you know, stuff like that. I said, oh, okay, so you want me to bring you some shoes? You know, so I want her to get real comfortable. Baby, tell me what size shoe you wear, baby. You know, tell me what size shoe you wear, baby. I just need to know. What size shoe you wear? Okay, and what kind of perfume you wear? You know, so I'm to the motherfucker, I'm Googling as she's saying this shit. The motherfucker shit is expensive. $150 shoes. iPhone 9 ain't even came out yet. This what the fuck she want? $1,000. I ain't even been on a date with the motherfucker, right? So I said, okay. Oh, so you want all this stuff? I make sure I texted back to her what the fuck she wanted. I said, so I need something for you when I come back. When you gonna let me fuck? I mean, I can't wait to get in that ass when I see you. You know, letting you know. I'm going to be bang, 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 all up in that thing. I'm just. She sent me a message, y'all. And the message said, oh, I would never prostitute my body for some shoes and a phone. You got me messed up. I don't know who you think I am. I said, you got me fucked up. You think I'm supposed to? Now, hold on. Stop the show. I don't even know you. You didn't even have enough decency to, you know, I offered you an opportunity to come and sit down with me. You know, this is all shade of great, great YouTuber. One of the greatest of all time in black YouTube, baby. I'm trying to tell you something. And you think that I'm supposed to bring you perfume, some shoes, for the free, and you not give me no, not that I was going to do it anyway, if she had said yes. Because I ain't that goddamn ugly. I still wouldn't have did it. But she had the nerve to say, oh, I got morals, so you expect me to just do it because you're entitled. And see, this is what I'm trying to tell you, brothers, man. When they come up with this stuff, start to say, when you going to let me hit that? So, we definitely fucking when I do this, right? I'm just, because I'm going to need all that from the back. I'm going to need all that from the front. I'm going to need, this will be doing? Oh, you don't want, see, and this is the thing. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people think that when you are dating African-American women, like, they are entitled. Man, I'm going to tell you. The most entitled chicks I have ever come across are women in Africa. And they will sit there and they will talk about how they won't date in their own culture. Oh, the men are too controlling. If a guy buys you a drink, he expects to have sex with you. And you know what I mean? They're not understanding and all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, you be saying that while you buying them a drink for the free. You know what I mean? And they'll turn right back around and try to manipulate you into doing something for them and expect that you should just do it because you from the West. Now, see, this is the difference. I ain't saying all African women like this, right? But a good portion that I've met and other brothers have told me are like this. They really expect, like, you supposed to do this shit for them, and you ain't supposed, you supposed to just, even black American chicks ain't gonna do that. Like, can you buy me some shoes? Can you bring me a watch? When you cut, most black American chicks already ain't gonna even try you like that. And that's something that a lot of chicks, this entitlement thing that you brothers think is only an American thing, man, this is a continental African thing. And that's why I say, you know, hit them with that R when you let me hit. Watch how morally they get. Let me tell you, I had to cuss out somebody in Wody Maya's WhatsApp group. We got a little diaspora group. And I posted the screenshot of the person that I was talking about that said that just, you know, and the African dudes was like, man, this happens all the time. Some one chick come in there, man, this chick that be doing all these stupid ass Afrobeat dances. I don't know what this fucking broad name is. But she was like, oh, I ask dudes that all the time. And if a dude tell me that he expects sex from me after I ask him for something, I'm immediately blocked her. I said, bitch, what? Man, I cussed her ass out, man. What am I to tell me to, man, bro, chill. I cussed her out till my fingers get tired. I said, don't you ever in your life had a nerve you gonna ask a man to give you something of his hard-earned work and hard-earned money, and he supposed to just give it to you, and you ain't supposed to do nothing? Are you fucking crazy? But the shit is happening in Africa. Y'all think it's just an American problem. Man, I'm telling you. It's a world epidemic. Entitled chicks. I'm telling you. Y'all think it's just over here. Man, brothers, I'm letting you know. So before you think you're going to go to the motherland or something like that and find you I'm telling you. You're going to come across somebody when you meet them, even if you just not even you ain't even dating them. You know, even if you just cool with them. I had this one chick, man, she was not even that attractive as a waiter. And I just gave her a little $2 tip and got her WhatsApp. And she was telling me like, oh, when are you coming back? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Are you bringing me a phone? A phone? I'm said, well, are you giving me some ass? I didn't like, no, oh, we just friends. No, well, are your friends over there giving you a phone? Yeah. Well, then why are you asking me then? I'm telling you, man, how they try to play you, brother. So I'm just, you know, keep your heads up. Keep your heads up, man. The difference I was saying, and when you're dating an American chick, a black American chick, overall, she's not really so concerned about your money in the short term. She's more concerned about your attention, your time. You know, you kissing her ass and showing that you like her, or you don't show her no attention. That's the things that most chicks in America care about. Dealing with chicks mostly in Africa, it's about what they can get from you without you, without you doing nothing, without them doing shit. Like, there are some chicks, man, that all they do is they'll be on WhatsApp and they'll be hitting up all the dudes, I am broke. Send me $10, am broke. Give me money. So they'll do this all the time and send the same retired like booty twerking videos to each dude and be in the house getting different dudes to send them money. Now this ain't all the chicks, right? But I'm just saying that this shit happened. So, you know, like I said, and this is just regular girls on the goddamn street. So, you know, check that shit out, man. I hope you brothers really enjoyed the video. Thank you guys for watching. Hit the like, man. Let me know how you feel about this shit, man. Dating entitled African chicks. Has this ever happened to you before, man? Is there a difference between dating African-American women versus African women? So just let me know what you're thinking about, man. And again, the buffoonery remains the all-time high. Thank you, brothers, for subscribing to me on Patreon, thenegromanosphere.com. We're going strong. Just dropped a new article today from Ron Wills. I'll put it in the description, and you can check it out. Let me know what you brothers think. And as you know, the buffoonery is at an all-time high. I'm out.